Downing with Adam Jones. Adam, you grew up watching the Padres in San Diego. Who were some of your favorite players growing up, or anybody you tried to emulate?
Well, I still do watch the Padres. I know I play for the Orioles, but I still do watch the Padres. Favorite players growing up, obviously Tony Gwynn. That's for obvious reasons. The guy was, I mean, unbelievable. But some guys that not many people, obviously people know, but think I wouldn't normally say. Obviously, like Steve Finley. One of the guys I've, once I switched positions to center field, I looked up a lot of video of him. Mike Cameron, but he didn't play for the Padres, but these guys I looked up video of. Greg Vaughn, Ken Caminiti, Chris Gomez, Kelvio Varas, Wally Joyner. I'm probably naming off that 98 team. That was really special to everybody, and everybody that was special in San Diego that remembers that, you know. So that was arguably one of the best years of my childhood for baseball, and that team was just really good. And unsung heroes like John Vanderwall and guys like that, and Carlos Hernandez, and, you know, Andy Ashby, Joey Hamilton, obviously with Hell's Bells coming at the end with Trevor Hoffman.
So you're hitting for excellent average versus lefties this year, and power versus righties. Is that anything due to your approach, or just the way the ball is falling?
You got it right. It's the way the ball is falling. I've tried to tone back the caring about how the hits come. As long as it falls for a hit, I really don't care how it comes. I just want to be on base to pass the line for the next guy.
You're in your 13th season, yet you're on track for one of your best years ever, it seems, statistically. You know, what's been the keys to your long-term consistency, both mentally and physically, and do you feel like you're a better player now maybe than a few years ago?
Mentally, I just think it's just the age, the time, you know, time spent here, the experience. The rest of it, to be honest with you, I don't know. I'm just I look at it as just, I have an opportunity. My body still feels great. I still feel I have another X amount of years. That's up to the talent evaluators. But I think that just, you know, I've been blessed, knock on wood, been blessed by good health. You know, I know a lot of people have had injury bugs in their careers, but I've been blessed by good health, and hopefully that maintains. And I've always been a person who believes if I'm available, I should be able to do something for your team. So I just touted to being available, and the guys, my teammates, are always pushing me.
I don't know how much you pay attention to analytics, but you know, according to analytics, you're hitting the ball the hardest. Your hard hit rate is your best since 2013. Even if you don't pay attention to that kind of stuff, do you feel like you're hitting the ball the hardest that you have in years?
Well, that's good news to know. I mean, like I said, there's so many different things about the analytics that I respect and I appreciate. There's a lot of them that I think is complete eyewash and irrelevant. But, you know, me personally, I'm just trying to go out there and play. Whatever the stats and all that stuff say, as long as it's we're winning at the end of the day, I mean, that's the reason why you play. But to that, you know, it's good that it shows that I'm making better contact, more consistent contact. And hard contact as a defender, as a former infielder and a current outfielder, you hit the ball hard. It's not easy to catch the balls that are hit hard. It's a lot easier to catch the pop-ups and the slow grounders than the hard grounders in the line drives.
Last one for you. You play fantasy football. When it's the other way, and people tell you, not that you know how fantasy baseball works, but they say, Adam, I've had you on my fantasy baseball team. You're doing good for me. Because you play fantasy, do you take that as a compliment?
Yes and no. You know, it's – I think we play – I don't know if the other sports, like does football players play – fantasy baseball or fantasy basketball? Does basketball play fantasy baseball?
Some basketball players play football.
Yeah, I think most people play fantasy football over the other sports, mainly because it's Sunday and you get one day to get all the sports in. But, you know, it is a compliment, obviously, because someone's investing their personal money to try and win more money, obviously. So you look at that as like, you know, a good thing that they see you as somebody that can help them win some money. I think I'll put it in, and that been like, and some people don't play for money. Yeah, some people just play for the bragging rights, and you know, it's still appreciative that some, you know, because they say one day when they're not calling your name, that's the day you're gonna miss it. So it's good that they're still using my likeness, and I appreciate it.